Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. The resurrection of Christ is really the ultimate revelation of his glory. The Greek word translated revelation is apocalypse, which means to reveal or unveil. Jesus is the unveiler of the signs, verse 1 says, and the one unveiled, epiphanied for us. Since Jesus has ascended to the throne, he can draw away the curtain and unveil the drama that will occur and his plan that, verse 1, must take place. Thus, right from the beginning of this book, Jesus assures us of divine blessing that will be given through his prophecy. Blessed is he, verse 3, who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Jesus' revelation is thus a promise that should prompt our prayer. Verse 1 tells us this book will signify or tell by signs what shall take place. We have an example of that symbolism in verse 4. From the seven spirits. Seven calls to mind the powerful activity of God, which brought a perfect creation into this world and completed it in 7 days. There is, Scripture shows, one Holy Spirit. But Christ is on the throne of power, sending out his anointing from on high with such a fullness of royal gifts for you and me that his work will bring Christ's church to perfection. The history of the church is one written in persecution, an attack when the book of Revelation was written. But Christ gives the gift to reveal comfort for that church, even when facing persecution, and certainly thus as well for us. Thus, it is a book for insiders by an insider. We do not get inside of it, though, by our clever guessing or our rational deductions or fanciful imagination, but through the front door that God himself provided. The key to that front door is illustrated, for example, in the Apostle Peter's experience on the rooftop in Joppa. Remember, Peter saw a vision of a sheet lowered to the earth with all kinds of unclean animals. And he heard God's command, kill and eat. What God has cleansed, you must not call common. He heard and saw it 3 times and was still dumbfounded. Peter did not find understanding by sitting on the housetop meditating on his navel or puzzling over the details in his imagination. God gave him the meaning through the simple message of his word. Go to the home of the Gentile and share the gospel. What God has cleansed with the blood of his own son, you and we dare not consider unclean or unworthy. Thus, the interpretation of the visions of the book of Revelation are found in the simple message of God's word. The seer of the apocalypse lives entirely within Holy Scripture. An elderly janitor at a Christian school was reading the Bible while waiting for some of the students to finish their basketball game. One of the students saw he was reading the book of Revelation and he asked him, do you really understand all that? He said, sure. Jesus is going to win. That's the revelation epiphany. Therefore, all he has planned for those who believe in him, verse 1, must happen. Jesus is going to win. That's the authenticity of the book. His resurrection demonstrates it. Verse 5, he is the faithful witness. He foretold these things, and so it will happen. We don't need to doubt his word. We have the proof in his resurrection. Verse 5, he is the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth. In the bitter valley of this world, under the curse of sin and death, the storm-tossed waves of history, many have found the revelations of this book to be a treasure that brings great comfort. And so may it be for you and me, for Jesus is going to win. Here is the one voice that can declare what must be and thus give us the ultimate comfort in all of life. Jesus is going to win. The authenticity of this book and its dedication, verses 5 and 6, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be the glory forever and ever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 373, 373, stanzas 1 and 5.